Grove by Meg Toogood. Episode 3, Harvest.
Processing digital item number 33.38, 18th of September, 8:03 p.m, commencing playback. Digital item 33.39, 19th of September, 5:07 p.m, commencing playback. 33.40, 20th of September, 5:26 p.m, commencing playback.
You okay?
I've been processing these for hours. After that first night, they were all just noise and interference. It's exhausting.
Tea?
No, I need to keep going.
Okay, you need to take your eyes off the screen for a bit.
I'm fine.
No, you're not. Come and get tea.
Did you ever manage to identify a willow on the staff list?
No, I'm starting to wonder if it's a nickname.
Welcome.
Okay, podcast listeners, welcome to Harvest Festival. I'm backstage and the legendary Tim Forrester is about to open the show. The auditorium is packed. The online audience is from every country across the globe.
Mira. Hey. How long until you go on?
Not long. Mark's on before me.
Okay, guys. Let's get started.
How's the throat?
Better, but not all the way there.
When I founded Parallax 20 years ago, I had to ask myself, are you ready? Are you ready to create the coolest, biggest tech company in the world? One that spreads love and respect and enhances humanity? Now, here I am, hundreds in the room, millions listening to me online, and it's time for me to ask you, are you ready? Are you ready for the newest ideas?
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
You're going to nail it.
Are you ready for the brightest minds of a generation?
Ash, just tell them that I have to leave.
Where are you going?
Are you ready for radical?
Wait, Mira, stop.
Let go of me.
Let's just stand here. Relax a little bit. Relax. It's just me and you.
Are you ready for groundbreaking?
My throat is so scratchy, I can barely get any words out.
I heard you in rehearsal. You're fine.
I'm too scared. I'm not like this. I can't do this. I just need to email Tim my work and then he can read it.
No, stay with me. What's the first line of your talk?
When you look at a map, you see four oceans, but the blue of our blue planet is one single system. One complex, beautiful system.
And?
And I'm here to talk to you today about complex systems.
You're going to be great.
Are you ready to hear about how we at Parallax are going to change the future of everyone on this planet? It's Harvest Festival!
Sick.
Right, let's see if I can wade through the last of this white noise before the end of the day.
Fancy the pub later? I could do a cheese and pickle sandwich and chips.
Catering cheddar. Digital item number 33.41, 21st of September, 6:40 p.m. Commencing playback.
Well, this is what the whole week has been leading up to. Thank you for coming on this journey with me, podcast listeners. And I guess I'll chat to you after for the post-talk debrief. And remember, if I can go out there given how terrified I feel right now, everyone listening can rise to the...
Ready?
Yes, I think so.
And you're gonna have your hair like that, are you?
Well, I suppose you have to. There's no time to do anything about it now.
Angie, do you think you could keep your voice down backstage? Something happened to my hair.
You look great.
I've switched the order of slides 5 and 6. It tells the story better, so keep an eye on your notes.
Okay, but whenever we've rehearsed it in that order, it's...
Keep your shoulders down and back. Don't hunch. And remember that P will pop against the microphone, and Tim hates that. It's like his kryptonite. So parallax. Roll out your lips outwards. Parallax.
Has the microphone been popping in rehearsal?
No.
Angie, you think you could give us some space? There's quite a lot happening.
This isn't just about you, Mira. I've got everything on the line here.
I won't let you down.
Let's warm up your voice with me. La...
quiet backstage, please.
She needs her voice.
La...
Ka, ka, ka.
Ka, 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 ka.
Mama, mimi.
Mama, mimi.
So, 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 so.
So, 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 so.
Ti, ti, ta, ta.
Ti, ti, ta, ta.
Thank you, Mark, for a fascinating introduction. Anyone who struggled to keep up with the math, well, see me afterwards and I'll explain it to you. And now, for the next member of this year's grad scheme, please welcome Mira Fisher.
When you look at a map, you see 4 oceans.
No.
I'll give her a second.
I'm sorry. Let me stand where it's easier for you to listen to me. When you look at a map, you see 4 oceans. But the blue of our blue planet is one single system. One complex, beautiful system. I'm here to talk to you today about complex systems. And I'm afraid the ones we'll be examining don't have dolphins.
At last!
If you don't fancy a cheese and pickle sandwich, how about tapas?
Tapas?
A place around the corner? Just the two of us?
Item number 33.42, 21st of September, 7:03 p.m, commencing playback.
Thank you, Mira, for a fascinating talk to close out day one of the Harvest Festival. Virtual participants, we will see you again at 6 a.m. for yoga. Arrivederci! Everyone else, please make your way to the grove.
I can't believe I did it! I feel amazing!
I started recording again, so you got your applause.
I feel like it went really well. Did it go well? It seemed to go well.
Yep. I had my eye on Tim. He didn't check his phone once.
Oh, I'm so glad it's over. Thank you for making me do it.
I knew you'd be great.
Was I great? I feel like I was.
You were. Now calm down. I've literally met Labradors that were less bouncy.
What a relief.
Yeah.
Now, let's get you down to the Grove to capitalize on your success.
Mm. Ash, are you coming?
I've got quite a lot to do here.
Bring that thing. You can use it as an icebreaker.
The mic? Right, okay.
Your target is to talk to at least 6 members of senior management. And let's make them from different regions. You never know where a great opportunity will open up.
I thought I might get a chance to wind down.
Not if you want to be successful. Do you want to do something about your hair? Best not. It'll probably just make things worse.
Ash, maybe I'll see you later?
See ya. Mira?
Yeah?
Nailed it.
Well, if you don't like tapas, maybe...
I like tapas. item 33.43, 21st of September, 8:05 p.m, commencing playback. Let me introduce you to Mira, one of our hotly tipped young grads. Mira, this is Mr. Lee.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Lee.
Mira, tell Mr. Mendoza about your postgraduate work. He works in the same kind of field.
Oh, I've read your paper on algorithmic variance.
Sylvia! Can I introduce Mira?
Mira, if you want Tim's ear on anything, then you have to get Sylvia on board. She's been here since the beginning.
I attended your lunchtime lesson on fear and actualization. It was so helpful.
Oof, just when I thought we were getting somewhere.
I could book us a table.
Item number 33.44, 21st of September, 9:20 p.m, commencing playback.
So, podcast listeners, here we were thinking that the big speech to the scary, important conference would be the challenge. But no. Turns out, once you've done the big speech, then you have to do something way worse. Networking. Angie looks so self-satisfied whenever she introduces me to anyone. It's like I'm her little pet. And then they put their hand on the small of my back or lean in so close to talk to me, I can feel their breath dribble down my neck. Or call me dear and tell me about the good old days, which, let's face it, is just the 90s. The way they talk, you'd think they're at Woodstock or invented Burning Man. It's like you do something amazing and then you have to just keep working and working at getting people to recognise what you did, and I'm so tired. I got up there and I told them about the work I was doing, and that should be enough. The work should be enough for this to be the best Harvest Festival anyone can ever remember. Pause for editing. Because there's no way I'm ever broadcasting that.
The best Harvest Festival anyone can remember.
Hi, Willow. You seem a bit more... Or do I mean less? High? Lower?
The moon!
Okay, maybe not.
See its reflection in the pool?
Pool? Where did that come from? Have they built a pool just for the Harvest Festival?
You are crying. Your voice made water. The water made moonlight.
I can't really deal with you right now.
You want it to be a night to remember?
Yes. I want everyone to be so astonished by my presentation. They know who I am. Promote me.
You want to be worshipped.
Ew, no. Who would want that?
So, what do you want?
I don't know. Just for everyone to let their hair down a bit. This place is so intense.
Yes, these are the Wildwoods. This is the Grove. A place of revelry, desire, abandon. See the leaves tremble. The spirit of the Grove begs to be released. I knew you'd be the one. Demand it.
What?
We are allies now, aren't we, Mira?
Are we?
I will always help those who help me.
Okay, but maybe I'll just...
My gift is just there.
Oh, please don't touch my neck.
Yet you cannot truly find it.
Oh, drink my tears?
Listen to yourself, Mira. Listen and speak. What do you want?
I want this to be a night to remember.
Demand that we listen to you.
Listen to me.
Demand that the whole world listens to you.
Listen to me.
Yes.
Listen to me. This will be a night to remember.
Oh, I'm thirsty.
Drink.
The fountain. Is it wine?
Nothing will ever taste as good.
Is it tapas time yet? I'm thirsty.
There's actually Prosecco in the break room.
What?
There's Prosecco in the break room.
Oh, it's not like you to suggest Prosecco.
It's been a long week, and we're the only ones here.
I give up. I've spent 10 whole minutes trying to round up people for the a cappella karaoke. No one's doing organic hat making, and the yoga studio is empty. That never happens. It's like this year, everyone just wants to stand around and have a drink.
Maybe we should join them.
I don't get to join the party. I get to run the party.
Mira.
Ash.
Meet anyone important?
Yeah, but no one worth talking to.
Let's have a drink.
Ash, we shouldn't. We've got work to do.
Oh, come on, Terry.
One won't hurt. Have you tried the grapes? They're amazing.
Oh, wow. I don't even like grapes.
Do they usually serve this many? They're spilling everywhere.
Eat, Mira. Eat.
Fill me up again.
I really needed to let my hair down.
This tastes delicious. It's like drinking from a mountain stream.
We should do this every day.
The fountain looks delicious. I'd love a swim.
Did you have the fountain brought in for Harvest Festival?
No. Maybe it was David.
Isn't that a bit odd? That there's a fountain and you don't know where it came from?
I'm just delighted someone else did some work to make it a night to remember.
What?
Relax! Your talk was brilliant. Now it's time to party.
It's so good to take my shoes off. Why do we even wear shoes?
Be careful with this stuff on the floor.
From that smelly little tree.
I just put that in here to have a chance to come and see you.
I thought I was just a fantastic place to hide.
How does everyone know the steps?
Once you start, it's impossible to put a foot wrong.
Come on, Mira. It's time to let your hair down. Let everything down.
Angie, your clothes.
Mira, take my hand.
Somebody should stop her.
Don't let go.
Never stop dancing.
Angie, mind the fountain.
Woohoo! Don't stop the dance.
It's too fast.
No such thing. Drink.
We have to dance barefoot.
Don't you think this is all a bit strange?
No. I think it's the best night of my life. A night to remember.
What did you say?
It does people good to let their hair down. And yours looks beautiful.
I think it does. Angie won't shut up about it.
The moonlight suits you.
Oh, is this the bit where you lean in and kiss me?
Well, it's the bit where I ask permission to do that.
The curve of your lips, the line of your leg.
Is that Terry?
Is that Tim?
Ooh, old people snogging.
Let's leave them to it.
I worship you.
Please slow down.
You must do as I tell you.
Stop.
You must.
We have to help her.
We have to make this a night to remember.
Stop saying that. Can't you see? She doesn't want him.
Get off me!
You are mine.
I've changed my mind.
Everything here belongs to me.
Terry!
Mira, come back!
Mira, get him off me!
Leave her alone!
I must have you. I will have you.
Listen to me.
I worship you.
Mira!
Listen to me.
Stop!
Oh, that was fun. Are we going?
One more for the road.
Is it over? I feel quite tired.
I do not.
Bit of a relief, to be honest.
What happened? Why did everything stop?
You called it into existence and banished it again.
No, I didn't do anything. How could I have done anything?
You asked to find your true voice, and it is a powerful one.
Who are you?
I am the willow. I am the grove.
Mira was played by Sally Walker-Taylor, Ash by Matty McCabe, and Willow by Amelia Gardham. Dan was played by Benjamin Jones, Beck and Angie by Jasmine Rochelle, and Terry by Tori Lewis. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Sound design was by Ed Clark.
The Grove was written and directed by Meg Toogood and produced by Stevie Cook for Raw Creative Productions.